AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Democratic leaders have postponed a vote on that big social and environment measure that represents the pillar of President Biden's domestic agenda. Instead, they'll push the infrastructure bill to a vote in hopes of sending that to the president. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We had hoped to be able to bring both bills to the floor today. Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth.
The UN Security Council is calling for an end to the intensifying and expanding conflict in Ethiopia and for unhindered access for humanitarian aid to tackle the hunger crisis in war-torn Tigray. Pfizer says it's come up with a pill for treating COVID-19 that's proving highly effective.
Pfizer science chief Michael Dolsten says the antiviral pill cut hospitalization and death rates by nearly 90% in high-risk adults with COVID-19, a better showing than even he predicted.
It's just extraordinary. I feel as a physician so positive, so optimistic.
Pfizer is part of the race to find an easy-to-use drug for treating the coronavirus, since most treatments now require an IV or injection. With tens of millions of adults still unvaccinated, such drugs will be critical for curbing future waves. The FDA is already reviewing competitor Merck's COVID-19 pill. The United Kingdom yesterday became the first nation to approve it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Labor Department says America's employers added 531,000 jobs last month, while the unemployment rate fell to 4.6%. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride.
A very strong October jobs report saw strong job growth, income growth, a decline in unemployment, and particularly long-term unemployment.
Stocks pushed to further records today. The S&P 500 closed up 17 points, or 0.4%. This is AP News. The possibility of a post-Brexit trade war may be getting closer, with the United Kingdom and the European Union at a standoff over Northern Ireland and fishing licenses. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The tension between the two sides was aggravated after the UK rejected EU proposals to streamline the trade of goods in Northern Ireland. Before the talks, Britain's Brexit minister David Frost said they were hopeful the EU would address their concerns on Northern Ireland when negotiating.
There's a significant gap between us. If that gap narrows and the Commission listen to what we have said in the command paper and look at the situation in Northern Ireland, then maybe that will help us move things forward.
However, the UK government said the latest proposals did not address what they call fundamental difficulties. In addition to the Northern Ireland question, both sides also made no progress in negotiations over symbolically important UK fishing licences off France. Talks will now continue in London next week. Karen Shamas, London.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.